was one of the final campaign rallies, and neither the ferocious heat nor the threat of violence seemed to have much effect on this boisterous crowd that came out to show support for Dr. Abdullah Abdullah, one of the key contenders in Afghanistan's presidential race. The crowd of several thousand at Kabul's Olympic Stadium grew rowdier as the minutes ticked by. After nearly 3 hours, when Abdullah finally showed up, the crowd pushed forward to hear him give a passionate speech. Although the incumbent, President Hamid Karzai, is still ahead in the polls by a roughly 20-point margin, Abdullah is quickly gaining ground. Like many others, this 50-year-old woman at the rally, who goes by the single name Duljan, says she's tired of the lack of progress under Karzai's watch and wants someone new in the presidential office.
Karzai's leadership was not so good. Now I'm supporting Abdullah to bring change. I hope there will be change.
But it's hard to escape Karzai even at this rally. An enormous billboard with his picture hovers above the bleachers. The picture shows a hand outstretched, a finger pointing at the podium from where Abdullah is addressing the crowd. Less than a decade ago, crowds were regularly brought to this stadium to watch the Taliban carry out public executions. Despite being driven from power in late 2001, the Islamist group still has a grip on many parts of the country and threatens to disrupt the upcoming elections. Kai Ida, the head of the United Nations mission in Afghanistan, says security is the paramount concern in the final few days before the election.
The danger is there and the danger is real. We have to expect over the next few days that there will be more attacks and incidents of different natures. That is the major threat against the elections, of course, and we all know it.
In an effort to temper the violence, tens of thousands of Afghan police and soldiers will fan out across the country into the remotest and most dangerous districts to try to secure the polling booths and protect the voters. American troops are stationed in one of the most volatile parts of the country as part of the security effort. Some 10,000 tribal militias will also be dispatched to provide protection for voters. NATO says it will suspend military operations on voting day, but both U.S. and NATO forces will launch quick reaction teams if they're needed. The UN's IDA says there are still weak links in the security, though.
We need more female searchers. That means that are able to search women and make sure that there is no danger of insecurity stemming from the fact that there could be somebody else hiding behind the burqa with explosives.
Still, election officials say they're confident at least 85% of the polling stations will be operating. The question is whether fear and intimidation will keep the voters from showing up. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.